there's a news story essentially that came out saying that it's now legal. So if you want to help out the government with their debt problems, you can write a check to them. That's essentially what the story says. If we got problems. There's a place where you can write a check and take care of the alleged debt or the debt that exists. And something that we wanted to do, Bob, and now this source, as far as what we're talking about here, came from ION. That's why I wanted to bring this up, because it is financially related, and it is probably one of the most powerful things you're going to hear ever, considering the landscape that we're in right now and the way everybody's thinking and so forth. I want him to go ahead, and I'm going to let him take it away here. And, Bob, if you want to add on anything to this, feel free before he talks about this issue that we wanted to go forth with.
I will begin by saying I'm quoting a CNN story the other day, and they refer to a law that was made in 1961. It says the Secretary of the Treasury already has statutory authority to receive gifts for the reduction of the public debt. There is a Treasury account called, quote, Gifts for Reduction of the Public Debt, unquote. It was established by Public Law 87-58 in 1961 and provides a way for individuals to make voluntary donations for debt reduction. So we have a huge trillion-plus debt happening in the government. And so we were talking to ION about this, and ION came up with an interesting question. What if everybody, or just 1,000 people, wrote a check for deposit only on their account to the government for, say, $1 billion each person?
Uh-huh.
So, ION, what do you see as a consequence of that, or what are the ramifications of that?
Well, let's do a little bit of background before you loose them right out of the pen here.
Okay.
Let's ask a few questions. The dynamic is they've come to the place where they're saying there is no money. Okay? The debt is inching towards $13.5 trillion. Now that's the national debt. Now we're speaking of the United States government, correct?
Yeah.
That is the amount of the national debt. Now that money is owed to us by us, as far as individual citizenry, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So the moral to the story is, just like the stimulus program, where the government voted or the Congress voted to give a stimulus plan of vast amounts of money. Well, the problem is, did they have that money? And if that's the only thing that would take to solve the issue, somebody should just get their checkbook and write a check, meaning solve it. Then there is no problem, because what you're talking about is that we're